April 4th, 1993.
Let me give you a little bit of a definition briefly on important versus sensational or hotsy-totsy. Important, when I say the most important, that is the activity which is going to affect and have the largest impact on the largest numbers of people. Adolf Hitler may not have been a nice guy, but he was extremely important. Stalin was important. Many of your presidents, for one reason or another, have been important, but not necessarily good. Don't confuse the terms. And what happens geophysically and seismically in California is the most important one location to watch. Please go on.
And let us not forget the rest of California, for it too has been shaking and rolling, especially in and around the areas of Barstow and the Yucca Valley, and even in the Gulf of California and Baja. Across the Pacific Ocean, you will find the Indonesian area, Japan, and even Australia has been shaking even more than California. It should also be noted here that at this very moment, the Seattle, Washington area is anticipating, embracing itself for major earthquake activity, which is expected to occur shortly. What do the elite know that they aren't telling you? I do not wish to create a state of panic. However, this very anticipation by certain of those in the know should be a strong indication to you that something is up in this place. So, as you can see, the fun goes on, and the elite continue their little games with you. The Earth is readying herself for the massive changes politically, socially, physically, and economically that are on the horizon for all of you. Lest we forget, the planet upon which you reside is a living, breathing organism with a consciousness that strives at all times to maintain the perfect balance of creation. Achieving balance is the natural order of things in the universe, and that which has unbalanced itself will, in whatever manner required, reorient itself into the proper balance of creation. The elite of your world, as well as the consciousness of the masses, has brought your world into a state of utter chaos, and the Earth is reacting to these multi-leveled assaults through all those events you call Earth changes. All life is meant to complement the rest of life. There is not one form, one life form, that was meant to dominate, control, or abuse any other life form, regardless of whether it happens to be a one-cell organism or a biped Homo sapiens. No life form is any greater than any other. Each has its own specific role to play in the keeping of the balance. Even the pesky fly has its part in this universe of order and balance. No life form is above Creator. Remember that. For without Creator there would be no life, for it is only in creation wherein the seed of life is. The seed of life that any creation of Creator carries is only there because that creation is a manifestation of the Creator and carries the seed of the Creator. But Earthman has elevated himself above Creator and above the creation. He considers himself to be a completely sovereign entity with no life before or after this one tiny speck in time. He mocks God at every turn, be it in the abortion clinics or in condemning a criminal to physical death. Both are murder, Chilas, for both are completely thought out, and a decision was made to take a life. Think about this the next time you sit on a jury in which the sentence of the trial could be the taking of a man's life. Man was mocking God by perverting the natural act of procreation in all manners that are hideous and unnatural, from rape to incest to homosexuality and sexual permissiveness. Is it any wonder that there are so many sexually spread diseases that are of epidemic proportions? You are but Sodom and Gomorrah revisited in this time of your history, or Rome and Greece, all of which openly promoted such perversions. You live in a time of lust and greed, a world where life carries so little value that children are killing children because they see the violence every day of their young lives on the television, in the movies, and in your streets. It has become so commonplace that they are numbed to the loss of a life. They kill one another for any reason, be it to steal a pair of designer shoes or because someone is wearing the wrong color clothing. Greed has caused you to pollute the air, water, and soil, whatever it takes to make the almighty dollar. Everyone wants more and more and more material possessions, a new this or a new that, not because the old one is beyond repair, but simply because you want a new one. Then you simply discard the old one upon the mountains of garbage. You have been programmed at every turn to have the best, to have more, to be one of the beautiful people, because having more is supposed to make you successful. And Sheila, you have swallowed the lie, hook, line, and sinker, and you have been had. I am not telling you that you should not have material things. There is nothing wrong with possessions, providing the need to have them is in balance and not the driving force in your life. There are certain things that are required for life, and there is such a thing as having quality of life. However, do not confuse having quality of life with the greediness of wanting something. The difference lies in intent. When anything has control over you, then you are addicted. Addictions come in many disguises, not necessarily just alcohol or drugs. Take some time to consider these things, for you are at the time of the judging of selves and getting selves right with God. Where is your focus? Is it on the having, or is it God? What does all this have to do with earth changes? Jesus, it has everything to do with it. Your world is in such a state of turmoil and upheaval because of all the greed and lusts and loss of focus on God, or the deliberate battle against God, which is what your leader engaged in, and they are using you ones as expendable pawns in their foolish and deadly games. You are kept preoccupied with all the nonsense, and the need to have what you are doing is helping them achieve their goals. They are backing you into a corner from which there will be no escape, and are counting on man's inherent greediness, because it will ultimately bring you to a state of total enslavement unto them. Those that cannot or will not be controlled are considered expendable. You will either play by their rules with their toys on their turf, or you will not be allowed to play at all. Is this keeping with the balance of creation? Of course it is not. There is no balance when one is in control of another, usurping another's free will of creation, or tampering with the delicate natural balance. Man has tampered with the very elements in the natural order of life, even to the point of creating soulless forms of life. These individuals are in the business of elevating themselves above and defying creation, and the momentum has built to a boiling point on your world. And as a result, the very planet itself is reacting. And this reaction you are experiencing as Earth changes. But all are as a result of man's activities upon the globe, and it will be with men that the accountability shall ultimately lie. For Earth is, after all, your home, and you have been given stewardship over the same. Let us bring this to a close now. It has been a difficult evening, for there have been numerous interruptions, but we do make allowances for the flow of life that is necessary for our scribes. Thank you for your attention. As always, I leave you with the light and love of Holy God. Allow that light to shine forth upon your path as you journey through this experience. We hold you, each of you, near unto us. Tony Osterclear, salute.
Thank you. Tony Oster is with us. It's a special privilege when we can meet like this. most around don't even understand it enough to be able to appreciate it. And as a matter of fact, I would like for Thomas to come up here and sit over here. No one feels worthy. No one feels worthy. I won't do anything else to others of you in this room that receive. Mitch receives. John receives. I'm not going to tattle on you. Ask them after the meeting. All receive. And as we move into and through and beyond, there are different lessons for your understanding and your knowledge. There are things required. It is no lesser to go out and understand what it takes to make a field of stealth grow than it is to open up and be able to write and use a keyboard to allow us to express. So regardless of what you feel your job might be, and if it seems lesser to you, that is not a cop-out acceptable to me. If you feel you are unworthy, that's one thing. To prove yourself unworthy is unacceptable. God doesn't make mistakes. So understand that regardless of what you feel and see your task evolving into being, leave it alone. You don't have to know it all. All you have to do is remain open, and the way will be shown. And almost anyone at any given moment will say, and I can hear Kelly, I always hear Dorma, well, when I get done with this, I'll get on with my purpose. Just serve while you're waiting for your purpose, and you may be surprised. There is no job lesser. It's hard to lose members of our team as they do fall away from the impact. But don't you see, it has to be. Before we can move into the magnificent jobs, and by that I mean the tremendous jobs, you have to know your own stability. It doesn't mean you're not going to get sick and tired of it. It doesn't mean that the last time that you wrote 33,000 bits and they wiped it out, that you got mad, you won't the next time, because you will have mellowed BS. You'll be madder the next time. We are not dealing with unreality. We are dealing with human structure evolving into magnificent higher dimension. And that path requires steps of learning. You can accept Gyantriana this day, and you don't even understand it yet. It would have been Willard water, even as short as 6 months to a year ago. God will provide for you what you need in its proper sequence. But without the education foundation that we have laid, you would not be able to understand it. And I'm going to ask Soltek. He's a beloved friend, a beloved brother. And I would ask him to please explain to you a little bit of the interworkings of volcanism with earthquakes. And maybe just talk a little bit about the importance of that radioactive material that is bulging. The bulge is getting larger in the Mono Lake area. But you'll find the entire area is raising a little bit. You need to know that it will be to your benefit if some of these other volcanoes go to relieve a little of that pressure. And yet that toxic material is all over. So, Callie, thank you for being available. You're doing a beautiful job. Ones are so appreciative of your work in the paper. And we're not going to kill that paper. We will be a light and a word beyond the time that we need to speak of these things. So, Tonios, if you would just talk a little bit, please, on these geophysical things. Or you can give us a little spiritual guidance. We wouldn't mind that either.
Well, it is hard to talk of one without speaking of the other because they do all flow together. Is it not?
Here. We'll do this a little different.
I need to do this closer. Is this better?
That's good.
Yeah. Good. What I was speaking of was that it is very difficult to speak of one thing, say your physical changes that are taking place, without speaking of all other things because they all flow together. Your earth is a living, breathing plant. Your earth is a living organism. It has a circulatory system, just as does your body. You live on this planet. It provides life for you. And in same, you give back unto it. And when the taking is all on one side, it pulls your planet out of the state of balance. And this is where you find yourself today. My scribe is nervous. She does not like sitting up here.
We'll make it.
Yes, we will make it. She would rather be home in her living room. But we do what we must. You have situations along your west coast of these United States. There is much activity taking place below the ground that you cannot see, but many of you are feeling it. Many of you are getting sensations throughout your body. You feel it on some level, but you do not understand these things. The reason you feel these things occurring is because you are in a relationship with your planet, and each of you know what is going to happen, but you do not understand this. You will see animals reacting in strange ways prior to seismic activity or volcanic activity, or before strange storms come through. They react to the changes of frequency because the electromagnetic fields change, and the frequencies change prior to earthquakes, prior to volcanoes erupting, you too sense these frequencies, but you misinterpret them. You do not understand them because you have never been taught this. The Native American people knew how to live with their earth. They treated the earth as their mother because it gave life, it nurtured them, and they honored that planet and respected that planet as would a child respect and honor a mother. Do you not honor and respect? And he just said something incredibly important. Honor and respect as you would your mother. Doesn't that give you a clue as to what's wrong with your world? How much honor and respect is given to the mothers and the parents, or for that matter, even back unto the children in this societal structure that you have manufactured? You have destroyed your own family. In the bird language, it's you have messed in your own nest. You have poisoned your own species. You can have unconditional love, but if you do not have honor and respect, you have nothing but destruction. Love can be unconditional, but conditions must be placed on all activities. Go on, please. That brings us to the next point. Thank you. And that is living in a state of balance. Your world is out of balance because your people are out of balance. Everyone is running around helter-skelter, looking for this, looking for that, grabbing for more. And each time they get the more, that does not satisfy, so they continue on looking for more and taking more and giving less. And it's the giving which must be learned. Give back to the earth what it needs. For even if the volcanoes and the earthquakes did not get you, if you continue to abuse your world, life cannot exist here. So if life could not exist here, then it matters not whether the world is destroyed with earthquakes, volcanoes, storms, a polar shift, and you get these other things in order, and the earth will treat its inhabitants in a way that is conducive to life. You have volcanoes that are ready to erupt all up and down, not only your coast of northern United States, Alaska as well. You have them also in the Philippines, which you've already had experiences with. You have them in the Hawaiian Islands, and there are yet more there ready to go. You have a band of volcanoes that your scientists just discovered a couple of months ago near the Easter Islands in the Pacific Ocean, not far off the coast of South America. All these things are occurring because your planet is in a time of movement, of change, of transition. Geology works in cycles, and you are now in one of those geologic cycles. but what is happening with man has a direct effect on the earth. And I keep coming back to this simply because you are man. And this earth is your responsibility. We cannot interfere. It is not our planet. It is yours. We can but teach you and try to reach out to you and help you find the ways. But no one can do it for you. And don't keep looking at your neighbor to say, well, it is his fault. That's called passing the buck. Which, by the way, Clinton finally took off of his desk the sign that says the buck path stops here. That should tell you something about this man.
But let me tell you something about Tonio Soltec. He put it on my desk.
Touche.
Guess I left that one speechless. Poor Callie. I'm sorry, precious.
She threatened to have a headache today. You cannot keep pushing the responsibility off on another. It is something that each person must start and take care of in his own backyard. And if each man does his own part, that is what counts. You're responsible for your own life and no one else's. And that's what Commander here was speaking of earlier about selfishness. No, it is not truly selfishness, for it is your path, no one else's. No one else can do it for you. You have to pick it up and take it yourself. Carry your own load. Don't look to another to take care of you. For when the final counting is done, it will be you examining you before Creator. No one else will stand there with you. And no one else can take your responsibilities. Everyone in your governments, and this is taught in your schools, they're taught irresponsibility, not take responsibility. And that is what is wrong with most of the younger generations today. Everyone is so busy running after the golden rainbow or whatever, the I think you call it the hoop, a ring, that you don't have time to just sit back and look at what you're doing in your own lives. You're busy pointing a finger at another and saying, well, I'm so glad that's not me. Well, look in the mirror, brother. I didn't mean to get off of earth changes, but it's very difficult to not tie everything in.
Well, it's difficult because, you see, we're sent. And we're not interested in your earth changes. We're not interested in all the contradictions, all the life experience. We've all passed that way. And it's hard for us not to get off on those subjects and pound you and pound you and pound you, because ultimately all of the others of no consequence. Only your attitude, only how you teach your children, only how you have grown in your own intent. And we become a bunch of evangelists. It's impossible not to do that because the earthquake doesn't matter. The perishment of your body doesn't matter. But the destruction of your soul is all that matters. And we know that. And a little bit about what today is about is giving us an opportunity to share with you in this manner. When ones come and say, well, that speaker or the other speaker is not true, I say, bring them to me and I'll be very happy to meet with them. But they will bring their speaker and we will have a conversation. This is very hard on receivers. Dorma, too, would rather sit down in the corner of the basement at the keyboard and drift while we work.